Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast, and today we are so pleased to welcome Maury Lopfi to our show today. Lacerda Group has been founded more than two decades ago in 1993 by Ali Lopfi, his brother Maury, and his cousin Mustafa. From the very beginning, their focus was clear: to offer high-quality, innovative, thermoformed packaging solutions that were priced competitively in the marketplace. And since that time, Lacerda Group has built its reputation based on product integrity, excellent customer service, and above all, speed to market. The founders pride themselves on helping their customers respond quickly to changing customer demands and new packaging needs. Their in-house packaging experts oversee every stage of the process, from package design to prototyping, mold making, and final manufacturing. Additionally, the company extrudes and prints plastic. Headquartered in Mansfield, Massachusetts, Lacerda has five statewide locations with over 400,000 square feet of manufacturing and warehousing space. The growing Lacerda team has now reached 360 associates, and we are so delighted to welcome Maury. Maury, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, we are very much looking forward to talking with you and delving into Lacerda and why Lacerda chose Mansfield and how things are going for you and your company. And let's start with that, Maury. With Lacerda's home in Mansfield, we're really hoping that you could tell our listeners, you know, what it's been like for you and your family to have your business here and what it's been like to work with the town.
As you mentioned, we started Lacerda back in 1993. Initially, we were actually in downtown Boston, and a much smaller company. We had a much smaller footprint. And back in 2004, when we were actually looking into expanding and looking for additional building and wanted to increase our footprint, we looked all over. We looked all over Metro Boston area and all that. And we ended up in Mansfield because based on where Mansfield was situated geographically and also based on the available infrastructure which was at Mansfield, and also the buildings that we could have sort of like access, Mansfield turns out to be a good choice for us. So we purchased our first building back in 2004, and we even moved from Boston into Mansfield. That was our first introduction into Mansfield. And since then, we've bought two additional buildings over the years. To our footprint and our growth, we've also leased additional spaces in Mansfield over the years. And right now, currently, we're leasing another building. That's part of our overall footprint, in the Mansfield area. So over the years, as we've grown, we've sort of like made Mansfield our home. And so far it's been great. We've been able to, by expanding, working with the town, they've been able to support our growth. The type of business we do is manufacturing. So it's extremely, not only space intensive, is also power intensive. We've been always doing construction expansion, power expansion, and all the other things. And we've been working with the town very closely. And over the years, the experience has been great.
That's really wonderful. And it sounds like your journey that led you to Mansfield was very expansive in research. But I also love the fact that you chose Mansfield for its many different assets, including obviously the very low electric rate. So that that's a nice bonus to have in the town where manufacturers can save so much on their electric because, of course, as you know, probably more than anyone, you know, the Mansfield has one of the lowest commercial electric rates in the Commonwealth. So that's great. As you think
about, we work very closely with the town electric because it's municipal power.
Yes.
So very close with the team at the town electric because we've added transformers, we've added obviously extra power to a couple of our buildings, and it's so far it's been great. And like you said, they do have the electric rate is very favorable, and they're easy to work with, and you know the overall is a great team to work with.
That's terrific. And I also think, you know, with the reliability factor of having a municipal electric department, especially when you have a manufacturing firm, you know that you know who you can call and you're going to reach someone who's going to be able to help you if anything ever went down. You know, that makes a huge difference. And it's the reliability factor. It's the communication, which is really terrific. We've heard a lot of great things about communicating with the Mansfield Municipal Electric folks. And also, of course, the low electric rates, which speak for themselves in annual savings, which is really great. Maury, what's on the horizon? You know, you have done so much growth and expansion, and you and your family have really turned your business into quite an amazing company. What is on the horizon for Lacerda with regards to growth?
Couple of factors and couple of sort of like fronts. Obviously, Mansfield is our headquarters, and we're planning on expanding in Mansfield. We are actually actively looking for additional land and buildings so we can turn it, you know, add it to our portfolio. And also we're expanding across US, just like our, we have a location in California. We're looking into expanding in different areas. So we're actually looking at it on the two fronts. One is locally in Mansfield area, and also one in basically nationwide.
That is fantastic. And I know that you've said you've worked with the town officials in your move, and also you've worked with the electric department. But in working with the town officials, tell us a little bit about your experience in working with them as you've had plans to expand your current facility, perhaps even taking us all the way back to the journey of when you first came to Mansfield. Has it been a great experience for you? What has it been like for you and your team?
Yeah, very much so, because, I mean, especially when you have your own business and experiencing such amazing growth rate, you're doing a lot of things that some of it is part of your plan, and part of it is some of the things that is just sort of like get hit with it, you know, when you're going 90 miles an hour, and then you have to sort of like improvise or quickly come up with a solution. Like we didn't plan on expanding this quickly and with this much growth rate. So we've had our sort of like challenges and surprises, and also things that we needed to sort of like come up with a quick solution. We have reinvented ourselves over the years, because every time you go sort of like through a stepping stone as far as, okay, what's the next challenge? How can we reorg? How can we sort of like even change the layout or look at additional site, you know, so we can expand our operation. So from the beginning, working with town has been really great. Even prior to purchasing some of our buildings, I've actually been leasing some spaces. We are re-leasing as well right now. And there is always a need to basically be in touch with the town to, so because the needs are different at different times. So it's always good to be in touch with them and be able to sort of like communicate with them, and then sort of like also go to them as far as resources and help. And overall, it's been totally a great experience.
That is terrific. Do you view the town as a supportive partner to your company with respect to its growth and development? Would that be, would you, do you view it as the folks on the team as supportive and as a true partner versus just, you know, the transactional experience? Is it more of a collaborative partnership or, you know, how do you view that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, two examples. One is like on the electric side, like we know a lot of stuff that is coming down the line or potentially coming down the line. So we've been working very closely with Town Electric to be able to sort of like plan ahead. So you have to actually, there's a lot of back and forth and collaboration as far as, okay, like what are your needs coming down the line and how can we plan for the future? And we've done a lot of that. And the interaction been extremely close with the Town Electric. Same thing with respect to the building or the things that we need. That's been also ongoing, especially in the last 2-3 years. It's been even more. We are planning on, you know, doing some obviously like down the line future thinking, and we've been working with the town regarding that. I mean, actually, one of my last two meetings actually with the town was regarding, you know, the potential spaces that we're going to need in the future and how that we can work together with the town to figure out where we can actually find additional space and what would be like a next suitable building or site for us.
That is excellent. Let's talk a little bit about Mansfield's location. So tell us a little bit how the location of Mansfield, which is situated 95, 495, you've got Route 140, Route 126, close to 138. Tell us a little bit about how that location, being positioned where you are, helps your business, especially from the fact that you're, you know, a manufacturer, so you're bringing in materials, you're sending out materials, you've got a workforce that comes to your business from all parts of Massachusetts. Tell us a little bit about specifically how the Mansfield location works for you.
So one of the key drivers that actually we made the decision to come to Mansfield back in 2004 was its locality, actually. The location, I mean, is located at the corner of 495 and 95. It's sort of like a halfway in between Boston and Providence. So there were a few factors that is really important to our business. One obviously is being able to be close enough that you can actually access, the workforce. Obviously there's a good pool of people coming out of Boston area or in the like Metro Boston and also Providence and Metro Providence. So that's been helpful. Access to highway is extremely important. Just like you mentioned, we're a manufacturing company, so we need a lot of raw material to come in and a lot of finished goods to ship out. And so the access to highway shipping, trucking is extremely important. So being right in the corner of 495 and 95 really helps. We're literally like 5 minutes from the highway. So trucking wise and getting in things in and out is extremely easy. And also it helps us plan trucks and loads a lot easier because obviously that can, you know, for getting trucks in and out could be sometimes a challenge, but being in this location is actually really easy. So definitely those are the factors that really helped us, sort of like hone in our decision regarding Mansfield and also remaining in Mansfield.
And you know, I would imagine that's a very marketable feature for the town. And, it, you know, if you were to think of if another company were to reach out to you to learn why they should choose Mansfield to either move their company to the town or perhaps to start up in the town, what would you say, Maury? What would you tell them about why they should do that based on your experience?
I mean, I would say in additional to the things I just mentioned, also Mansfield has a couple of advantages too. There's a train stop in Mansfield, which is the commuter train, and also the line that goes from Boston to New York. There's a train stop here, which actually helps even bringing people here. Also, there's been additional hotels built in the area, so having guests or visitors for companies that they have, like their headquarters here or one of the location, definitely is a plus. And there's a Starbucks now in town, which is good also, or next town over, but it's basically in Mansfield, so that helps also.
Absolutely. You know you've made it when there's a Starbucks, right?
you know you made it when there's a Starbucks less than 2 miles away from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's another plus also.
That is great. Tell us a little bit about what your employees like most about working in Mansfield. You know, what is it that they love about coming to work, being in the town? Tell us, you know, are they all from a certain geographic location? You know, we see so many wonderful restaurants that have opened. There are great little service businesses in town, coffee shops, etc. So what do your employees like the most about working in Mansfield?
Well, besides working at our company, Lacerta, so that's reason number one. And reason number two is also easy to get in and out of Mansfield. Obviously, that's a plus, because literally, I mean, we have employees that they're 40 miles away. I live 32 miles away from here, but getting in and out is easy. You can just basically hop on one of the highways and get here very quickly. So we draw from a lot of, not just like near area, but like the places that they're a few miles away. That's one. Or lately, Mansfield has done a great job in creating a better experience for people that they come into Mansfield. Like, for instance, like you mentioned, the coffee shops, the restaurants, Mansfield Crossing has been a big plus, because that gives people a lot of options, like quick and good options for lunch or even doing quick shopping and all that. So overall, I think it's a great location and a good experience for the employees coming in here.
Yeah, that's really great, because it does help you market for really top quality talent. And I think that's really a good asset to have when you're in a great location such as Mansfield. So that's exciting.
Yeah, actually, in addition to that, we've hired a few of our managers that we've just recently hired. They don't live in Massachusetts. They basically come in over the week and they travel back home over the weekend. So Mansfield has added new apartment buildings and all that, so they can actually, you know, live in an apartment nearby, which is a plus, and then sort of like spend a week here, and then they can fly back on the weekend and be with their family, and then they sort of like commute in that sort of sense. But also it makes it easier that they can be extremely local but also remote at the same time.
Yeah, it's like having all the urban benefits in a suburban location, but right. There isn't anything that Mansfield has that an urban center really wouldn't provide, which is really great. And I think, again, it's a huge magnet for talent, which is excellent. And it's great that your managers are using that benefit, especially with the transportation access and the apartments, and everything helps and it feeds into the economy, which really keeps the community strong, which is fantastic.
Right, absolutely.
You know, Maury, as you look ahead and think about the future, what exciting market developments are on the horizon for Lacerta that you might want to share with our listeners?
Obviously, our business is growing. We're adding additional manufacturing equipment. So our growth is going to continue on. We are committed to Mansfield, and we are getting the support we want. So We're going to continue on working closely with Mansfield on building our infrastructure, working with the local. We had a discussion regarding even doing more with the town regarding employment, because we're always looking for additional people. We're hiring constantly. So like getting, obviously hiring from within the community is extremely important for us. It works both ways, and we're going to be continuing on those initiatives and to continue on the existing initiatives that we have done in the past.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we close out of our podcast to share anything with the community about Lacerda, about the packaging industry in general, or about anything that you feel would be of value to any of the people listening to today's podcast?
Well, I think for the community, it's good to know Lacerda. Like I mentioned, we're a growing company. We're local. Our roots are here. And anybody that wants to know more about packaging, the industry, we're definitely willing to share that with them. We are going to be working with the town regarding our employment opportunities. So we're going to have like additional posting and all that. So people that they live in town, if they're looking for, like a place to work, they're looking for changing their career and all that, we offer a lot of opportunities. And that would be something that we're definitely willing to, work with whoever is in the community, to sort of like expand that.
That sounds great. It sounds like you'll be participating in the Mansfield Works program, which is fantastic. And yeah. That'll be wonderful. And that will really illuminate and highlight a lot of those openings that you're going to have coming down the line. Maury, we thank you so much for participating today, for the great work that you and your company are doing. And we thank you for choosing Mansfield and for making a positive difference in the Mansfield community.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me. Great discussion.
Thank you, Maury.